T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, yes. That sound means we're joined by greatness, the king of Steelers media, the Hall of Famer himself, Ed Bouchette, on the Fan Hotline, brought to you by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. The Steelers are off, but it's still a big football night in Pittsburgh because the Browns are in action. The Steelers' next opponent, they're tied at 3-3. Pittsburgh could wake up tomorrow morning out of the basement in the AFC North if the Browns fail to get it done with a backup quarterback now in for Baker Mayfield, Case Keenum, because of Mayfield's shoulder injury. Ed is here to break down the Steelers at the bye week. Ed, what do you make of 3-3? I read your story in The Athletic. I would say for the most part, I agreed. The Seattle game did not give you warm and fuzzy feelings, did it?
No, it didn't, for, you know, the obvious reasons, Pony. You know, the quarterback wasn't there. The starting running back wasn't there. And the Steelers couldn't do anything against the worst defense in the league. At least, you know, couldn't continue to do anything. And then they couldn't hold a lead themselves. I thought that was not a very good sign. Hey, look, I understand people saying a win's a win. And I'm with them there. You know, if they can... You know, 2 weeks from now, go to Cleveland and everything's changed. The offensive line is blocking and, you know, everything else. Okay. But I just thought the signs from that game against Seattle just weren't very good ones.
Ed, what side of the ball for the Steelers gave you the worst signs in that game? Their defense, after shutting them out in the first half, not being able to stop them suddenly on the ground in the second half, especially the third quarter, or the offense getting 14 and then mostly going silent against that bad defense you mentioned?
Yeah, that's a good point, Chris. I didn't look at it that way. I think probably equally. You know, and I wrote this too. Hey, kudos to Canada for calling that play at the one-yard line and yep, Eric Ebron scoring. But the fact they thought they had to do that. I mean, every other team with a top back like that, big back, you know, is going to just go, okay, here, hand it off, get the touchdown, and let's go. But to pull off a trickery like that, it worked. Great. But it just shows me they don't have that confidence, and I think there's reason to believe why they shouldn't have that confidence in their run game. Mm-hmm. Run game, again, I think went backwards. I thought they could build off that Denver game, and they didn't.
With that in mind, do you think it's time for Zach Banner to go back in at right tackle, Ed?
Well, and also this, and I have an item in today. I love Zach, and he may very well be a good talent, but how do we know that? He hasn't played this year. He played half of one game with them. He played 8 games with the Browns, no starts. How does anybody know that Zach is any good? Now, they see him in practice. They saw him in the preseason last year. They committed to him to be their right tackle. So there are signs there, but I can't sit here and say he's coming in on his white horse and going to save – save this line by his play at right tackle.
Ed, to go to the other side of the ball again, though, to keep flip-flopping here, what is going on with Devin Bush right now?
I don't know.
I mean, it's becoming very alarming to watch him play the position because not having trust in your knee, and I don't want to make it seem like he's not a tough guy, because obviously anybody that plays that position plays that sport very tough. not having confidence maybe in the knee fully might explain him losing a step in pass coverage. But then there were multiple times where he looked as if he could tackle a ball carrier against Seattle, and it was just a complete whiff. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I think even somebody watching casually takes great notice of.
Yeah, Chris, it certainly is. He's not playing nearly up to expectations. And again, in my column today, which I have a number of items, different items, that's one of them. But I included Bud Dupree. You know, it used to be a truism that it takes a full year to get over an ACL injury. And these guys have been playing, especially Bud, I mean, long before that year was up. And even when that year's up, guys don't necessarily return to their previous form. So you have to give the guy a little bit of a break there. But, you know, he's just not playing very well. And, you know, for them to have had, you know, you've moved up to the 10th overall pick to get him, it makes it more noticeable. Because he was going to be, what, the next Ryan Shazier, right? That's why they got him. They wanted that type of linebacker. And, you know, they had him his rookie year. They only had him for, I don't know, what was it, half a season last year, October 18th when he got hurt. So he's just over a year now. And, we haven't been able really to see the guy play at top form because rookie year sometimes, you know, a lot of times it's not fair to judge a guy based on that. And then he only had six or seven games last year.
What's the latest on Tua, Ed?
I have no idea. I don't know what's going on with him, really. I assume it's an injury. They're not being very forthcoming on what is going on with him. So I don't know, you know.
Are the people that you're talking to, is there any, like, sort of lean either way as to whether or not they're expecting him to be back this year or not back?
Yeah, nobody's given up anything. I mean, I haven't heard. You know, Butler danced around it the other day, and Mike, you know, Mike is Mike with injuries.
Well, Butler danced around it because he got in trouble for being too forthcoming earlier in the season now, so Butts is going to be a sealed vault for the rest of the year.
Yeah, the guy's in his 60s. He doesn't care, you know. he can talk.
Well, what's that make you, Ed? Aren't you 70 now?
What are you doing here, Aaron Ed out like
I mean,
that?
if that's how you act when you're 60, how about when you're 70?
Well, you're hearing it, right? Every time I'm on with you guys, right?
God, if this is...
Do I hold back?
Like?
You guys think I hold back?
No,
we love it. Ed, what the hell is Pony going to be like when he's 70 if this is what he's like at 35?
Oh, God.
Well, first he's got to make it to 70. Chris, first he's got to make it to 70, right?
Thanks, Ed. I appreciate your confidence in me in living a long, healthy life. Do you think LSU or USC makes more sense for Tomlin?
Oh, come on. You're baiting me now. You know how I feel about that. You know I've written about that. There's no way. I mean, it's ludicrous.
Well, right. Okay, so now that that's out of the way, give me your take on the source, though. I mean, it's Doug Whaley who worked with the Steelers and Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert saying that.
Yeah, how long ago was that? And I guarantee you he's not getting it from them. Look, I love Doug Whaley. Liked him when he worked for him. I haven't talked to him lately, but he's a good man. But I'm sorry. I ain't near with him on this one. I mean, I've talked to Tomlin through the years. I can guarantee you, guarantee you, there's no way he wants to go back to college and get involved in recruiting.
Ed, that being said, can you just do this for us too? If you were able to talk to Doug, right? You know, you catch up with him, you're interviewing him from The Athletic, and he says that to you out of nowhere, I think the Steelers need to be worried about USC and LSU coming in here and poaching Mike Tomlin. If he gives you that quote, do you print it?
I go, why do you say that?
Okay.
That would be
and
my follow-up first.
And then if he elaborates and says, and then if he says they've got more money than the Rooneys, you know, he can be the CEO, the president, he can run the entire, college program. Do you print that?
I would, and then I'd give my opinion because that's where I am now. You know, I can do that
right.
kind of stuff. Back,
but you would agree
days,
that it's major news that a former Steelers front office man would say.
No,
you don't.
I'm sorry, no, not major news. No, it's total speculation by someone now who is hired to give his opinion. Right.
Right.
It's not like Kevin Colbert came out and said that. It's not like anybody in authority came out and said that.
Doug right, but if Jerome works. If Jerome Bettis said, I think Najee Harris can be better than me, you would put that in a headline, would you not?
Yeah, and somebody posted, it was one of your other shows, I think it was Ron and Joe, and I said, there's no way, there's no way that at this point in his career you can say that. And I said, God love Jerome, but you can't say that. Are you kidding me?
But he did.
So
that's what makes it interesting.
Perspective in it. I mean, you have to give it some perspective. You can't just run what everybody says as fact.
I don't think we did that. And I would say,
whoa! I'm not saying you guys did that. I didn't hear
right.
it. I saw the quote somewhere.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear him say it, so I don't know what you guys were talking about, but. There's
right.
no way Tomlin's going to college. I can't say it strongly.
No doubt, but if I went on the air and said, I think USC is going to try to get Mike Tomlin, people would take it with a grain of salt because it's me. If Bill Cowher
back it up with, say, I have two great sources from inside the Steelers organization, and, then
but
it
isn't
turns
it,
into
what Andrew
else.
Was going to. Ed, isn't it implicit in what Andrew was going to say there if Bill Cowher said the same thing because of who Bill Cowher is and what his overt connections to the organization have been?
Carries more weight.
Wouldn't it be treated considerably differently?
Whether it's opinion or fact, it's interesting that somebody like that would make that comment. That's all.
Well, I don't know who you're bouncing between Bill Cowher and Doug Whaley now, but Bill saying it is from a Hall of Fame famer, a coach who, has a bigger platform than Doug does. And I'm not putting Doug down. I like Doug. And hey, maybe he knows something the rest of us doesn't, but I really don't think so. I can't say it strong enough. Tomlin ain't being lured away. And plus, he's under contract through 2004. You think the Royals are going to just go, God bless you, Mike. Go ahead. Take that job.
Yeah, true. No. LSU can't trade first-round draft picks to the Steelers to pry Mike Tomlin away. That's a good point.
No, and they're not going to send enough money either.
Ed, how about what your fellow Hall of Fame voter, John Clayton, said about Cam Hayward? Not a Hall of Famer, not even close in his opinion.
He said two is better when they're both healthy.
I was surprised by that. I have said that, Cam's going to have a rough going, but he's having a great season. And, maybe if he has a couple more, like Ron wrote in his column, he could open some eyes. But I know where John's coming from because, the stats mean a lot. He doesn't have any defensive player of the year. Winning one of those would certainly help. Getting in the postseason and having some big games would help. I'm not going to sit here and be as strong as John and say no way. I'd say he has a rough, a hill to climb to get there, but maybe he has it in him over the next few years.
Ed, does the fact that he's been – I'm not saying Cam's been a late bloomer, but he has been very good now into his 30s in a place where rare is it to see an interior defensive lineman really dominating and playing at his level at this age. Do you guys take that into account, like a season for him at his position would be more impressive than if a 24-year-old was doing it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no. That I don't think they do or we do, Chris. The big thing now is guys with short careers like Bocelli, do they deserve to get in even those short careers were great ones? How short is too short? You mentioned Cam.
Would Derrick Henry deserve to be in? If he say he retired right after this year and he had another 2,000-plus yard season, would you feel like that was a Hall of Fame-worthy career?
Well, he would be like, what's his name from Denver, who got
Terrell
in?
Terrell Davis, yeah.
Yeah.
Terrell
yeah.
Davis, yeah.
So you'd have to, comparisons would be made there.
Now, the difference is Terrell had some great postseasons. He really did.
Right.
Besides the
I'm a huge Cam Hayward fan, too. I mean, the guy let me play in his celebrity softball game and let me pitch the entire game, even though I had terrible defense behind me from some current Steelers, but we're not going
to
belabor.
How are people supposed to defend balls that get hit over the fence?
Well, they weren't. Only one was. But anyways, Ed, you know, I think of Cam, and I compare him to other Steelers who can't even sniff the Hall of Fame in Hines, Ward, and James Harrison. You know, like Harrison has the postseason games that you're talking about. He played into his late 30s, even though he got a late start, and he was a Defensive Player of the Year award, and I don't see him getting in anytime soon. Do you?
Well, he's not eligible yet, so we'll see. You know, they just did that year in the life, whatever they call that. They did a special
football
on
life.
NFL. Football life,
yep.
Thank you. It's hard to keep track with his 30s and everything else. And I think that'll help him. You know, Defensive Player of the Year, the greatest play in Super Bowl history. He has a lot going for him. But what he doesn't have going for him is, you know, the sack count that others have because he was a late bloomer. And but he was, you know, he was the best player at his position for a number of years, I think.
Ed, how many truly wretched Cincinnati Bengals teams have you watched? Like two decades worth, roughly, maybe three.
Well,
on the
people
job,
forget they
covering
were
the Steelers.
They were actually good.
They're good in the '80s.
I mean, in the '80s they had Sam
under
White
Marvin
there.
Lewis.
They
were going
good.
To the playoffs.
Yeah, but they
were
a reliable one and done in the playoffs. So do you think this version of that team is for real suddenly? Because, man, the Browns look rough. The Steelers are rough right now. I look at that Bengals team as being very legit, especially if they win this weekend.
Yeah, again, they've been down for so long. Sometimes it's hard to learn how to win and to keep winning, you know. But, hey, they beat the Steelers already. They look good. Burrow looks good. Again, they'll have to stay healthy. We're seeing, you know, Cleveland and Baltimore getting hurt and the Steelers. And that's a big thing. I mean, the healthy teams usually are the ones in the Super Bowl. But very interesting AFC North this year with all four teams, I think.
And you're always an interesting guest. Thank you, Ed. We appreciate it, man.
All right, fellas. I have a little bit of a cold. Sorry about that, but we'll see you next
week. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.